Coming up on episode number 317, yes, it's Sunday, yes, it's another All Request show, and yes, we will cap it all off with trivia. What more do I need to tell you? Nah, find out. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for another hulu. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night. It is April 29th, 2007. My name is Brian Abbott, and welcome to another edition of Coverville, coming to you from the Coverville studios in Arvada, Colorado. Or Arvada? I think it's Arvada. Yeah, it is. It's an all-request show tonight with covers of Beyoncé, George Michael, Pink Floyd, even Prince, all coming up later on the show. And nothing really getting in the way of starting us off, so let me tell you about our first track here. This first one comes as a recommendation from Gloria, and you'll see that it's very appropriate that Gloria wrote this one in. She says, I noticed you recently played Accidentally 4th Street, Gloria, by Figures on a Beach. By some strange twist of fate, I actually own that album, but I'm writing to mention that I first heard that song as a cover by a band called The Echoing Green on their self-titled album. They've actually done a lot of really kickin' 80s covers. You should really check them out. Thanks, Gloria. And I did. I actually picked up the album. They do a great cover of The Safety Dance, and the rest of their stuff, all of their stuff, sounds like a cross between The Information Society and Erasure. The Erasure Society. I don't know what that goes about. But anyway, let me know what you think of this. This is a cover of that Figures on a Beach track. I had a lot of feedback on that song, by the way. I'm playing it a few weeks ago. Here's The Echoing Green with the only cover that I'm aware of a Figures on a Beach song. Here's Accidentally 4th Street, Gloria by The Echoing Green. We'll be right back.
Ken, I just want you to know that I just finished listening to the recent Coverville Radiohead cover story, and because of that, I had to go to the CD store and buy a Radiohead CD. I'm not really that familiar with them, but man, I love that stuff. And not only that, but I bought two Luca Bloom CDs because that rendition was just so awesome, and I love his other stuff. So, curse you, Brian Ibbett. Take care, buddy. Talk to you later. Bye.
Is there anybody in there? Just not if you can hear me. Is there anyone at home? Come on, come on now. I hear you feeling down. Well, I can ease your pain and get you on your feet again. Relax. Need some information, please. Just the basic facts. Can you show me where it hurts? There is no pain you are receiving, but just friendship, smoke on the horizon. You are. Comfortably numb.
my God, what a fabulous room. Are all these your guitars? That's Comfortably Numb with Van Morrison taking the chorus there. Roger Waters, of course, member of the original Pink Floyd, or member of the member of Pink Floyd who did the original. Thank you. That comes from a CD called Van Morrison at the Movies, although I believe, and somebody can correct me on this or confirm it, that the original version of that comes from the 1990 album that Roger Waters did, Live in Berlin, The Wall. It was a complete cover of the whole album. More recently, though, you'll hear that in the movie Departed, or The Departed, Martin Scorsese movie, and they just use that to such amazing dramatic effect. Henry heard that in the movie and wanted me to play it in the show, and I was happy to oblige. Comfortably Numb, live with Roger Waters. That's Van Morrison from the Van Morrison at the Movies CD. Before that, you heard Accidentally 4th Street, Gloria, requested by someone named Gloria. Thank you for sending that one in, and interesting coincidence there, Gloria sending that in. All right, moving on to something else here. We've got a cover of Love Spit Love. Do you remember Love Spit Love? It was Richard Butler's band after the Psychedelic Furs. And this comes as a request from Greg. I think it's fantastic. Greg, good choice on this one. It's a cover of Love Spit Love's Am I Wrong? It's performed here by a group called Brand New from their album Brand New Tracks. Here's Brand New.
Turn my I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you, but I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play, because I play them too. But I need some time from that emotion, time to pick my heart up off the floor. And when that love comes down with our devotion, well, it takes a strong man, baby, but I'm showing you the door. 'Cause I gotta have faith.
From a compilation called Q Covered in the 80s, the magazine last year, that is Boy Least Likely To with her great fun rendition of Faith. Love the slide whistle in there. How cool is that? That is, of course, a cover of George Michael's Faith, and that was a request by Chris. Thank you, Chris, for sending that one in. Before that, you heard Am I Wrong, originally by Love Spit Love, covered there by Brand New from the album Brand New Tracks, and that was a suggestion by Greg. All right, let's do a couple more here. This first one isn't as much a request as a question, and let's see here. Hey Brian, this comes from William. Merge Records released a new CD by Novi Split last Tuesday, and on the disc, I noticed he covered Crazy in Love. However, this cover is very similar in style to the Crazy in Love cover by the Magic Numbers from a year or so ago. So, is this really the cover of a cover? Enjoy. Yeah, you tell me. This is Novi Split from the album Pink in the Sink, which came out earlier this year. It's a cover of Beyoncé's Crazy in Love. It's performed here by Novi Split.
I look and stare so deep in your eyes. When I touch on you more and more every time. When you leave, I'm begging you not to go. Call your name two or three times in a row. Such a funny thing for me to try to explain. How I'm feeling and my pride is the one to blame. 'Cause I know I don't understand just how you look and do what no one else can. Oh, 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 oh. When I talk to my friends so quietly, look at what you did to me. tennis shoes, don't even have to buy a new dress. If you ain't there, ain't nobody to impress. The way that you know what I thought I knew is the beam that skips when I'm with you. But you know I don't understand just how you love can do what no one else can. Oh, you got me looking so crazy right now. Your love's got me looking so crazy right now. Got me looking so crazy right now. Your touch has got me looking so crazy right now. Kinda hoping you page me right now. Your kiss has got me hoping you save me right now. Looking so crazy in love, and I've been looking, I've been looking so crazy in love. Looking so crazy in love, and I've been looking so crazy in love.
Of you and I engaged in a kiss. The sweat of your body covers me. Can you, my darling, can you picture this?
The king of the cat, a courtyard, an ocean of violets and blue.
Animals strike curious poses. They feel the heat between me and you. How can you just leave me standing alone in a so cold? Maybe I'm just too demanding, or maybe I'm just like my father, too bold. Maybe I'm just like my mother, she's never satisfied. Why do we scream at each other? This is what it sounds like when doves cry. Stomach, feel how it trembles inside. You got the butterflies all tied up. Don't make me chase you, even doves have pride. Just leave me standing alone in a world that's so cold.
World that's so
maybe
cold.
Maybe,
baby,
like
my father,
like
you
my
know
mother,
what
too
always do.
From the Andrew Denton Musical Challenge breakfast show. That is When Doves Cry, performed by Bare Naked Ladies. That is a request, dedication, that's going out to Marga from her brother Juan. Marga lives in Vancouver and is a huge fan of Bare Naked Ladies, as well as Coverville. And her birthday was just a couple days ago. Actually, yesterday, April 28th. So that goes out to her from Juan. And then before that, you heard Crazy in Love by Navi Split. Not sure how that's pronounced. That was a sort of suggestion question from William Ritchie. Is it a cover of a cover? Yeah, you be the judge. Crazy in Love, originally by Beyoncé, and that almost is like a cover of the Magic Numbers version. Well, speaking of music and challenges, such as the Andrew Denton Show, I'd love to have a... Actually, that would be the next generation of Coverville, would be a weekly interview show where I get the guest to do an impromptu cover. How cool would that be?
That would be cool.
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
would be cool.
Quit reading your email and pay attention. Is that what you're doing?
Well, I was trying to find it, but it seems to be gone. I don't get it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I hid it from you.
Yeah.
So Tina is joining us down here in the studio.
Yep.
For another edition of Musically Challenged. Tina, do you have anything you want to talk about before we go into it?
No, just that we lost our kitty.
Yeah.
On Friday. Very sad.
Yes. Beasley, who had been sick for a while, passed away Friday morning.
Yeah. She was almost 15. So she was up there in age.
She was, and she's had hyperthyroidism, and she's been sick for a while, so...
Yeah.
Anyway. Great. Let's bring the show down, Tina.
Yeah, sorry.
All right. Let's go into... Let's pick it up with Jason, who sent in... He's from the Mental... I want to say the Mental Nomad Show. Yes, the Mental Nomad Show. Here's his Musically Challenged.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Tina.
Hi, Jason.
Hi.
I'm Jason, host of the Mental Nomad podcast, and I'm bringing you a Musically Challenged. Inspired by one of your recent episodes, this is a Guess the Connection challenge. I'm going to play three songs for you, and it's up to you to guess what the songs are, and if you can, what they have in common.
Cool.
Here's the first song.
I want all of it.
I have no idea.
I don't recognize this either.
Okay, you can pause it here while you figure that out.
Not going to help us.
I know. I'm going to guess the name of the song is All of It, but I'm going out on a limb there. I don't recognize the vocalist, either of them, the kind of bluesy sounding woman or the other vocalist. All right, well, let's see if maybe the other two kind of give us a hint.
I'll be here when you come back.
Oh, we're back.
All right, here's the second song.
No man's got it made till he's far beyond the pain. Remain, go on living just the same.
Okay, you can pause again. That was the second song. Remember, all three of these songs have something in common.
It would be that we don't know them.
Well, I think that's a Neil Young song.
Oh.
But I'm not sure. I mean, the lyrics sounded... very familiar, and I don't know why I'm connecting it with Neil Young, so.
Okay.
boy, this is a toughie. All right, Let's go on to the third one.
All right, here's the final song in the challenge.
Oh, come on, have a drink with me. Sit down and talk a while. Oh, I wish I could, and I will. But now I just don't have the time.
The Cure?
And over my shoulder as I walk away, I see you give that look goodbye. I still see that look in your eye.
All right. Oop.
Okay, three songs, all of which have something in common.
They've got an itchy pause finger. all right, well, that was definitely The Cure. But I don't recognize the song. It might be a Cure cover that I don't have, because I couldn't place that one.
No, yeah, no clue.
All right. Wow, this is this is a stumper. Okay, let's, I guess, jump into the answers here.
song was Power and Glory, The Situation by Lou Reed with Jimmy Scott off Lou Reed's album Magic and Loss. Second song was My Man by the Eagles. I got it off their box set, so I don't remember which album it was on originally. It was one of the very early ones, though. And the third track you heard was Cut Here by The Cure off their Greatest Hits album from a few years ago.
Hmm.
What's the common thread? All three of the songs were written in honor of another musician who had passed away. Hmm. The Reed song paid tribute to the songwriter Doc Pomus, one of two friends Lou Reed had lost when he was inspired to do the album, mm-hmm. Magic and Loss. My Man was an Eagles tribute to Graham Parsons. And Cut Here was Robert Smith's elegy for his friend Billy McKenzie from the Manchester band The Associates. So, how did you do?
Not very well.
If you got zero right...
Son of a bitch!
If you got one out of the three...
Well, I'm broke. I had fun. I like having fun.
And if you got two out of three...
I love it here. I just love it here. I love it here.
And if you got all three right...
Kind of like hanging out with you, big man. You're like a father figure to me.
Father figure?
Yeah, father figure.
If I ever hear you repeat that, I'm going to cut you.
You can find my podcast, The Mental Nomad Show, at mentalnomadshow.blogspot.com. Thanks for playing. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jason. Boy,
that was hard.
That was really hard. Wow, I didn't realize that was the Eagles. And I thought I was looking for cover... I was trying to assume that they were covers for some reason. Good challenge, and I like the ones that stump us too. So don't feel like you've got to you have to pander or dumb it down for us. We'll take it. And that is going to do it for tonight's show. Tina, thank you for coming down for Musically Challenged.
You're welcome.
And Jason, thanks for sending that in, and of course, thank you for listening. If you want to get in touch with me and make a request or a suggestion like you heard earlier in the show, all those people who sent in emails, the email address to send them to is coverville@gmail.com. The request line is 206-222-COVER. It's a recording. Just call and leave a message. And finally, you can post a message on the weblog at www.coverville.com. There's also some forums there. Wild and crazy discussions always going on in the Coverville forums. We'll be back on Tuesday night with another edition of the show. Don't know what's planned for that, but I've got a few balls in the air that I'm going to snatch one out and use it. In the meantime, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks again for listening. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly.com.